Hello, fearless one. When was the last time you did something simply because it was fun? Not because it was productive, not because it would improve your health, grow your business, generate content, or help you reach a goal. You did it because it made you laugh, because it made you curious, because you enjoyed it. When was the last time you danced badly in your kitchen, sang loudly even though you did not know all the words, played dominoes, painted, ran through the rain, or tried something you were absolutely terrible at? When was the last time you played? Somewhere along the way, many of us became very serious people. Everything has to have a purpose. Everything has to produce a result. Even rest has become something we optimize so we can return to work and perform better. We do not go for a walk just to see where the road leads. We track the steps, measure the distance, and calculate the calories. We do not try a hobby simply because it looks interesting. We immediately wonder whether it could become a side hustle. I am so guilty of this. We cannot bake a cake without photographing it, posting it, and checking how many people liked it. Some of us do not even know how to enjoy a beautiful moment without reaching for our phones to capture it. We are physically present, but our minds are somewhere else. Planning tomorrow, replaying yesterday, anticipating what could go wrong. Trying to turn every experience into something useful. Today, I want to invite you to do something wonderfully unproductive. Go and play. Before we continue, please follow or subscribe wherever you are listening. Share this episode with someone who has been carrying the weight of life for too long. And when you finish listening, leave a comment and tell me one way you plan to add more play to your life. Thank you so much. Have you ever watched a young child play? A cardboard box becomes a boat, a house, or a rocket going to the moon. A stick becomes a sword. A puddle becomes an invitation. Children do not need perfect conditions to play. They use what is available. They become completely absorbed in the moment they are living. They are not standing in the puddle worrying about whether there will be another puddle tomorrow. They are not creating a 5-year puddle strategy. They see the opportunity in front of them and jump. Jesus said in Matthew 6:34, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." We often hear that as an instruction to stop worrying, but it is also an invitation to return to today, this conversation, this meal, this patch of sunlight coming through the window, this unexpected opportunity, this moment with someone you love. Life is not only happening in the future you are trying to build, life is happening right now. If you are always preparing for the next season, you can miss the one you prayed to enter. If you are always waiting for something to change before you allow yourself to enjoy life, you may spend years postponing joy. I will enjoy myself when the business makes more money, you say. I will rest when the work is finished. I will travel when everything is stable. I will play when the children are older. I will be happy when I am healed. I will enjoy my life when I have someone to enjoy it with. But what if joy is available right here? Not because everything is perfect, but because God is present. Remember, God is with you on the journey. Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence." Joy is found in his presence. Not only at the destination, not only after the answer arrives, not only when the test results change, the money comes in, the business succeeds, or the relationship is restored. Joy is available in God's presence right now. That does not mean every part of your life will feel fun. Heartbreak is not fun. Illness is not fun. Grief, disappointment, and uncertainty are not games. But even in difficult places, we do not travel alone. The Israelites were not alone in the wilderness. God was with them. David was not alone when he faced Goliath. God was with him. Daniel was not alone in the lion's den. God was with him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not alone in the fire. Someone else was seen walking in it with them. The presence of God did not always remove the difficult place. His presence changed how they experienced it. We often assume peace will come when God removes the problem, but sometimes peace comes when we realize he has entered it with us. You may not know what is around the next corner, but God does. You may not have enough information to create a 10-step plan, but you do not need 10 steps right now. You need enough light for the step in front of you. When something unexpected happens, you can turn to God and say, "Father, I did not see this coming, but you did. Show me what to do with it. God, I do not know how to solve this. Give me your wisdom. Lord, I am afraid of what might happen. Help me return to what is true today. Father, this is too heavy for me. I give it to you." You do not have to carry every possible version of tomorrow. You can ask God for help as each situation arises. That is one of the ways life becomes lighter. You stop trying to be God and start trusting the one who is. I have been thinking about how differently we experience a journey when we trust the person leading it. If I am traveling with someone who knows the way, I do not need to study every road sign. I can look out of the window. I can enjoy the scenery. I can notice the strange little shop at the side of the road. I can laugh at the wrong turn because I trust that we will find our way again. But when I believe everything depends on me, I cannot relax. Every delay becomes a disaster. Every wrong turn becomes evidence that I have failed. Every unexpected event feels like a threat to the plan. We need plans. I am a strategist. I believe in direction, preparation, and wise stewardship. But a plan is a tool. It is not God. Sometimes the interruption is where the story is. Sometimes the detour introduces you to someone you needed to meet. Sometimes the thing that did not work gives you the information you need for the next attempt. Sometimes what looks like a delay is simply protection. Sometimes God is doing something entirely different from what you expected, and you will only notice it if you stop fighting the moment long enough to ask, "God, what are you showing me here?" Romans 8:28 tells us that God works all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. All things. The victories and the wrong turns. The finished manuscripts and the ones still sitting in a folder. The business that worked and the one that taught you what never to do again. The open door and the closed one. God wastes nothing. That means you do not have to be terrified of making an imperfect move. You can try, you can explore, you can experiment, you can learn. You can approach parts of life with curiosity rather than fear. Instead of asking, "What if this goes wrong?" you can also ask, "What might I discover?" Instead of demanding that every attempt succeed, you can allow an experience to teach you. Instead of treating life like an examination you are terrified of failing, you can receive it as an adventure you are taking with God. Hey, Fearless One, this is Narissa Golden. I know you already have a copy of my book, Live Fearless, A Christian Entrepreneur's Guide to Life and Business, on your bookshelf or on your Kindle. Thank you so much for buying it. But you haven't cracked it open yet. I want to encourage you to do that. Read it a little at a time and work through the reflection questions at the end of each chapter. If you don't have a copy, be sure to get yours in the format you prefer at Amazon.com. Let me just say, you are allowed to enjoy your life. Some of us feel guilty when life becomes enjoyable. We know people who are struggling. We remember the things that have gone wrong. We are aware that another difficult season may come. So even in good moments, we brace ourselves. We do not fully laugh because something might happen. We do not fully love because someone might leave. We do not fully celebrate because the next season might be hard. But refusing to enjoy today will not protect you from tomorrow. It only takes today away from you too. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us there is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Scripture makes room for both. You do not have to deny your grief to laugh. You do not have to forget what happened to enjoy what remains. You can be healing and still play. You can be receiving treatment and still make plans. You can be rebuilding and still celebrate progress. You can be uncertain about tomorrow and still enjoy today. Play is not evidence that the painful experience did not matter. It is evidence that pain does not own every part of you. After heartbreak, play can help you rediscover who you are outside of the relationship and outside of the loss. After illness, play can help you reconnect with your body, without treating it only as something to monitor, medicate, or fix. After disappointment, play can remind you that one failed plan did not end your capacity to imagine. After years of responsibility, play can introduce you to parts of yourself you buried because you were busy surviving. Blessed people can play. Genesis tells us that God blessed humanity before he gave them an assignment. Blessed came first, before the work, before the fruitfulness, before the multiplying, before the responsibility to have dominion. You are not valuable because of how much you produce. You do not have to earn the right to experience joy. You are loved and blessed by God before you complete another task. When you understand that, you can work without making work your entire identity. You can build a business without turning every waking moment into business development. You can create without demanding that everything you make becomes profitable. You can learn something without needing to master it. You can do something badly and still enjoy yourself. Imagine that. You can be terrible at karaoke and still sing. You can lose at dominoes and still laugh. You can paint something nobody recognizes and still hang it on your wall. You can start a garden, accidentally kill 3 plants, and try again. Not every activity needs to become evidence of your excellence. Play gives you permission to be a beginner. It teaches you to experiment. It builds creativity. It helps you become more comfortable with uncertainty. It reminds you that mistakes do not have to become identity statements. Sometimes you miss the ball. Sometimes the cake fell. Sometimes your team lost. Sometimes you chose the wrong road. You adjust, you laugh, you learn, you continue. Lately, I've been assessing my life in business. I was saddened to realize that I had lost some of the joy in work I used to love. I had become distracted by circumstances and so focused on what needed to happen next that I stopped experiencing what was happening right now. I had to return to the goal that mattered most, being obedient to the call on my life and operating from a place of blessed first. Not frantic first, not fearful first, not productive first, blessed first. I do not want to build a life I am too exhausted to experience. I do not want to reach a destination and realize I missed the scenery, the conversations, the lessons and the laughter that were available along the way. I want to enjoy the journey with God. I want to be present enough to notice what he is doing. I want to slow down enough to hear when he says, "Look at this." I want to trust him enough to laugh when the plan changes and ask, "All right, God, where are we going now?" So, how can you add more play to your life? Play is anything you can enjoy without requiring it to prove your worth, earn you money, or produce a useful result. It might be putting on music and dancing badly in the kitchen, as I said earlier. Painting, even though nobody will ever buy it. Trying a new recipe. This is actually what I'm doing more of now. Playing dominoes with friends. Going to the beach. Wearing that very bright outfit. Taking yourself somewhere beautiful. Learning something simply because it interests you. Gardening, gentle movement, singing, swimming. Completing a puzzle or sitting outside with people who make you laugh. The activity does not have to be impressive. It just needs to bring a little life back into the room. This week, I want you to choose one thing to do purely because you enjoy it. Not because it will improve your business, make you more productive, or impress anyone. Give yourself at least 30 minutes to enjoy something without it turning into content, income, or achievement. If 30 minutes feels like too much, begin with 5. Sing, color, dance, sit in the sun, watch something funny. Take the long way home and notice what is around you. If you want to play with other people, invite someone for dominoes, coffee, karaoke, a picnic or an afternoon doing something neither of you is particularly good at. And while you are doing it, resist the temptation to rush towards the next thing. Stay there. Experience it. Thank God for it. Let the moment be enough. If nothing sounds enjoyable yet, do not condemn yourself. After prolonged grief, stress, or illness, desire can take time to return. Begin with curiosity. Ask yourself, what feels a little lighter than everything else? Here are a few reflection questions to consider. What did I enjoy doing before life became so serious? When was the last time I laughed without checking the time? What have I stopped doing because it doesn't appear productive? Who helps me feel lighter and more like myself? What kind of play can my body and current circumstances support? What would I try if I did not need to be good at it? Am I so focused on planning my future that I am failing to experience my life today? Where am I trying to control tomorrow instead of trusting God with it? What can I hand over to God today so I can become present again? I will add these questions to the show notes so you can work through them in your quiet time. Fearless one, you are not traveling alone. God is with you in the victories, the delays, the surprises, the ordinary days, and the difficult places. When trouble appears, turn to Him. Ask for His wisdom. Ask for His help. Ask Him to carry what is too heavy for you. Then return to the moment you have been given. Notice the beauty. Receive the lessons. Laugh when you can. Try something new. Enjoy the people around you. Go and play. You are loved and blessed by the one who is always with you. You are His favorite. Live fearless. This podcast is intended to encourage and inform. It is not a substitute for medical advice, mental health care, professional counseling, or pastoral support. If you are struggling, please reach out to a qualified professional or someone you trust. If you feel you may harm yourself or in immediate danger, contact your local emergency services or crisis support service now. Until next time, remember who you are, whose you are, and live fearless.